I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, is the ceasefire in Iran worth the paper it's written on? Then later, a special training in Uganda equips hundreds of Christian teachers. Stick around for the details. But first, to be or not to be? That's the question surrounding a ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. While official on paper since April 7th and extended indefinitely, the truce is tested by saber-rattling and limited strikes. Lana Silk of Transform Iran doesn't expect peace between the warring powers anytime soon.
We define the word in different ways. We have completely different objectives on how we want to coexist with each other.
A war of words keeps the world on edge, with each side agreeing to talks mediated by Pakistan and then later backpedaling. The U.S. and Iran escalate rhetoric and then propose peace.
You can see so much political power play happening, and let's see who dominates in the end. I pray it's the Americans.
Transform Iran supports indigenous gospel workers who are sharing Christ and making disciples inside Iran. They tell Lana,
the situation in Iran is, if anything, worse than what it was a couple months ago. And if the government is left unchecked, all they're going to do is strengthen their position.
As politicians play their games, life on the ground gets harder. Pray believers will have strength to endure, and pray desperate souls will find their hope in Jesus.
Under the cloak of ceasefire, we have ramped up executions. We have foreign militia invited in to further harass and threaten the Iranian people.
Elsewhere, while many families choose their meals based on budget or preference, in Haiti, circumstances leave little room for choice. Rosalind DeHart with For Haiti with Love says,
the little food that they do have right now is just very expensive, and people can't afford it. They're living from day to day.
Many Haitians rely on a basic, carb-heavy diet when they can access it. Beans are the main source of protein, but not everyone can afford them. And the recent flooding prevents farmers from sowing seeds.
They can't plant anything.
Nearly half the population faces acute food insecurity, and high fuel prices and gang violence continue to disrupt food transport. Poverty also fuels gang recruitment of children, perpetuating the cycle. DeHart reminds us,
they're God's people, and they're beautiful people, and they need help just like anybody else. They can't be forgotten.
The ministry provides food to up to 2,000 people across different parts of Haiti, but logistics remain a major challenge. The cost for shipping has risen up to $15,000 to ship a container of nutritional food packets. But the need is hard to overestimate.
If you have the food with you, you feed the soul and you feed the body at the same time.
Pray for provision for the next container of food for Haitians and for peace in that country.
Haiti needs change, and only God can do that.
And God encourages people's thirst for knowledge. At the same time, Scripture places a high level of responsibility on those who teach. Jason Taylor with Set Free Ministry says this is why discipling teachers is so important. That's the motivation behind their teachers' training conferences in Uganda, starting the beginning of May.
We're going to be meeting there with around 230 of our teachers from our school network throughout Uganda.
In this ministry, fellowship and training go hand in hand.
We all come together to encourage one another, to worship together, and to receive some teaching from the Word that will fuel the fire for the rest of the year.
Taylor says the teachers are skilled in the work, but they also need to have someone pouring into them. And that's why discipleship is at the core of the training. Discipled adults are better equipped to disciple children.
We see it as a way to develop the whole person, the men and women that teach at our schools.
The ministry is reaching more than 5,000 students across 12 schools, and that number continues to grow.
We're in a season of growth right now.
Yet Taylor notes that growth can be challenging. Pray for the team to have the resources they need to manage the increasing demand for education.
Every year we've made a priority to build into our teachers and develop them.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.